day, and it took the old man with it to the ground. No one wants to go that way. He didn't mean to die today. He ran back in to put the fire out. And I asked myself, is my house on fire? Should I put it out before the flames go higher? Or run away and face another day?
This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leonie McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Janice Spinney, Tom Perkins, and Kathy Bennett. We're talking about Soups and Songs. This is happening at the Lutheran Church of the Nativity in North Conway on the 25th. That's going to be a Saturday, and it's doors opening at 6. The show itself starts at 7. All to benefit Mount Washington Valley Supports Recovery and the Way Station. For more information at any time or to get your tickets, go to BennettandPerkins.com. That's BennettandPerkins.com. Janice, Tom, and Kathy, thank you all for joining me.
Oh, thanks, good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
So the song that you heard as we introduced this was Bennett and Perkins. They're going to be performing at the show. And I understand that you've actually catered a musical lineup that's specific for the show.
Right, we've been working on the lineup for the concert, and it's a lot of our original music, but also songs that we feel are topical. So this is an event that supports recovery resources for the Valley, and one of the songs we'll be playing is Where Are You Going, which is a song we wrote for our second album, which was about the Krista Dittmeyer murder, which I'll let Janice talk about that, kind of what that was the harbinger of for the community. But it's not all bad news. We'll also be singing about redemption and happy days during the summer and other things that will make it a fun night, a community to get together and listen to music, but also think about what's going on around us and what we can do to help.
And that's something that is really cool to see, is that you do have that local connection with this cause, and you do have songs that are related to this cause. So that's a very personal thing for you to contribute to.
Right. As we like to say, a lot of our original music is about real world things that are going on right here. So we like to think of ourselves as musical storytellers, so that you'll catch some local items in our music.
So the night is going to have soups along with the songs, and for that, who do we have for the soups?
The soups are being made by the Board of Directors of MWV Supports Recovery. We have breads and bread bowls also being donated by a local bakery. We have the bowls actually being made by a New Hampshire League of Craftsmen, Jenny Blair, who is a potter in the community, and she has for 3 years now donated the bowls. You get to keep your bowl. And this night has become a wonderful gathering of community collaboration and cooperation. Not only musicians and potters and bakers, but people from the community come out to this event. It's a relaxing evening of wonderful music and community. And I think this third year is going to be a really unique evening. It's after the holidays where people can just come out and relax. And one of the years, it was 20 below zero, and we still had a number of people come out and attend this event. So I encourage anybody who wants to come and learn more about MWV Supports Recovery. And this year, we are supporting the Way Station, another nonprofit that addresses homelessness in our community. So they have been generous enough to supply the venue for this evening's event, and we're glad to partner with them this year.
20 below sounds like perfect weather for a nice hot soup. It is Soups and Songs, the third annual, and it's happening at Lutheran Church of the Nativity in North Conway. It's going to be on Saturday, the 25th of this month, with a 6 o'clock door open, and 7 o'clock the show will start. For more information anytime or to get your tickets right now, you can go to BennettandPerkins.com. That's B-E-N-N-E-T-T and Perkins, P-E-R. KINS.com. Music will be by Bennett and Perkins. We also have the Soups with some souvenir bowls. There is going to be a raffle along with this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Number of prizes, including albums donated by Bennett and Perkins. Mm-hmm. Why don't we go through some of the sponsors?
The New Hampshire Charitable Organization has been kind enough to support us with this event because of its collaborating nature. Bennett and Perkins are also supporters of our event because their music has been donated for the evening. And we also have Jenny Blair, who's supplying the bowls. So this is all, you know, free stuff from people in our community who want to make this a nice evening.
Along with the delicious food.
Yes.
And awesome music. Mm-hmm. So this is Soups and Songs. It's the third annual. It's happening at Lutheran Church of the Nativity in North Conway. Again, Saturday, the 25th, 6 o'clock, doors open. 7 o'clock, the show starts. And this is benefiting Mount Washington Valley Supports Recovery and the Way Station. Kathy mentioned earlier that there have been some particularly bad instances in the valley that have drawn a note, but this has been something that kind of has racked the region, really, and it's something that we're desperately looking for improvement on.
Right. Well, our organization has been in existence for almost 6 years now, and the Krista Dittmeyer incident was one of the impetuses for me personally to start a conversation and to get the community to recognize that there was a serious, serious problem in our community with families with substance use disorder and no services available. So now, 5 years later, we have services up and running and we have the support of many collaborating organizations. So.
And Supports Recovery does weekly events, daily events in some instances.
Well, we're open 9 to 5 every day with recovery coaches. We have a number of meetings and family support groups, and we continue to advance our programs and offerings.
All right. Well, are there any final thoughts before we wrap everything up?
Yes. We should note that the ticket price is just $25 per person, which is pretty reasonable for basically a dinner concert and the bowl. The mm-hmm. bowl itself, you could say, is worth that much. So we hope that people will come out for this event. Also, 6 p.m. doors open, and that's when we'll start serving food.
Yes.
And 7 o'clock is when the music starts, but the meal is actually in a separate area of the church, and then the concert is in the sanctuary.
Correct.
So there are limited tickets mm-hmm. and limited space for the dining. So we really do encourage people to buy them in advance. There likely will be tickets at the door, but don't wait. That will help us with planning, too. And Tom, do you want to talk about who's playing with us musically?
Sure. We have, obviously, Kathy and myself are going to be playing the music. But our good friend Taylor Whiteside from Wanda Lancet is going to be here and with us playing fiddle and mandolin, and he's done that for the last couple of years with us, and it's going to be a fun evening of music. It's going to be some really interesting stuff.
And you're going to have a nice reverb with that church.
Yeah, so, yeah, good acoustics.
Good acoustics, good acoustics. It's the third annual Soups and Songs at the Lutheran Church of the Nativity in North Conway. Saturday, the 25th, 6 o'clock, doors open. They're going to have the dinner. 7 o'clock is the start of the show. You're going to want to get your tickets right now. BennettAndPerkins.com. Janice, Tom, and Kathy, thank you all for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leonie McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.